something went on here and something went on there.
This time on Andrea and Them.
Laramie, friggin' wake up, bud. I was just down in the laundry room separating my colors from my whites.
Yeah?
And I felt this sensation. And I was right friggy, and it kind of scared me, but at the same time, it felt right familiar.
Yeah.
And then I smelled it before I felt it, and it's like I couldn't see it, but I felt it on my tongue, and I was like... I know it tastes familiar, but I couldn't put my finger on it, and I couldn't even wrap my hand around it.
Here we go.
You know what's coming, too. Yeah.
What in the world are you talking about?
Laramie, all I know is I was sorting loads when I was in the laundry room.
Yeah?
And all of a sudden, the hairs on the back of my neck took right up. And I felt like a trickle of sweat drip down the back of my yoga shorts.
Yeah?
And I looked around, there was nobody there. Because like, you remember that time there was the perv who lives up in the top floor? And sometimes he leaves his underwear in the dryer for a couple days, and eventually you have to move them to make some space.
Yeah.
It wasn't even him. At first I thought it must be him around, but then it's like I sensed it more than I seen it. And then all of a sudden, I just kind of felt something in my mouth, and I ran. Well, I shouldn't say I ran right away. I stayed there for 30 seconds to make sure I was feeling what I thought I was feeling. And as soon as I was sure I was, I ran right upstairs, and I woke you up, Laramie. I'm right scared. Will you hold me?
Listen, let me go check this out. You stay here. I'm going to go see what you're talking about.
I'm just afraid of you going down there by yourself. What if something happens to you?
Just stay here and relax, okay? I'm going to go check this out.
Purelators is going on strike. I might lose my job now. Laramie's being right brave.
What's he talking about? There's nothing in here. Lights on. There's nothing in here. There's nothing wrong with the machines. Doesn't smell weird. Up top over here, I find a
Oh, Laramie, that reminds me. I left a piece of pumpkin pie down in the laundry room. Can you bring it up with you when you come? I was eating dessert when I went down.
What? Something happened. I just blacked out.
Are you okay? It looks like you're wearing lipstick.
I almost passed out. I think I did pass out. Something choking me.
Are you serious? I don't see any signs of choking something around your neck.
We gotta call the Ghostbusters.
Gorkak struck again.
I love that Laramie's being right brave when Andrew was sorting loads.
I think I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you that I may or may not have had like the... when your eyes at the corners get all sparkles and you're getting the whirlies when I was doing that.
What do you mean?
Like when I was doing the choking, I all of a sudden everything got all tingly around my eyeballs.
No.
And I almost passed out.
Oh my gosh. What a like terrible turn of events that would have been.
On the cusp of like, remember that choke game that me and my brothers used to play where you put the
like
towel
you could see
around
stars.
Your neck and then lean back and hold on to it and then you fall down. All we're spinny. Stupid when kids are alone too long and they figure, well, let's try and get high with these towels.
I think that's what made me laugh so hard last week about Gorkak was I didn't know how hard you were going to go. Like, you went all in. And there was such a difference in the volume between, like, oh, you know, guys, we've been performing.
Because he's trying to scream. Easy when you're yelling to be like,
he's trying to scream for help.
You're not just not making any noise. So those and that's are just what would gasps,
be so shocking.
Gasps of help.
In a way, to that end, the smaller the venue, the more shocking it is. Like, that's why a small boardroom meeting over Wee Day.
The gack is like, help, like a wide yell. Help! And the gork is like, no!
Gorkak is a big hit.
No! And help!
So gork is no, and gack is help?
See, that's why the gork always happens after, because it's like there's no stopping it, so you're just like, no!
Help! Help! No! 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 Help! Help! Gorkak is a big hit with people, as we hoped and suspected it might be.
Yeah. Yes.
People are making videos of it and sending in pictures of us getting gorkaked.
I think coming in hot with an Andrea episode with it definitely will hit the spot with everybody right now.
And for some reason, Laramie getting gorkaked is more satisfying than Andrea. She'd be like, oh, it's not so bad. It's not so bad. Stay still, ghost. We'll get this over right quick.
She's trying to tell you how to do it.
Yeah.
Stick your tongue down and out.
Oh, my gosh. If you stay still for half a second, I can use my hand, too.
Angle your chin, dummy. Look, like a sword swallower.
Yes. Now, Laramie, make eye contact with him.
Do you think... You ever see, she's trying to tell him, like, you ever see a sword swallower looking down?
Oh. Gorkak right out of the gate.
Remember that? There was that, I don't know, performer guy who used to swallow everything and it'd pop it back out.
Yeah, like he could swallow a four-passenger Piper Saratoga airplane.
Yeah, no, he'd be like, he'd have like a big fist size, like, Red Delicious apple, and he'd be like, oh, it's gone, and then like, and cough it out.
Or wasn't there a guy that could swallow a dollar bill and then gork up four quarters?
He'd come out and it'd be unwrapped.
Yeah. How do you do that? I'm going to swallow a plane and then gork up your luggage.
Yeah.
That's like, how do you discover that that's your bag? That's my question about that.
He gets like a half ounce of weed at the border. And he's
cats are the biggest gorkers going, though. Hey, welcome to Taggart and Torrens, a podcast where just a couple drummers talk about stuff.
106, man. So what kind of pedal are you going to get next week?
Well, it's a great question because I think my pedal's broken.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm learning a lot about the drums.
You go into... What's the local music
Mingo's
shop? Is there one in Truro, or do you have to go to Alley?
Yeah, it was just in Mingo's, and I bought a new set of sticks.
Nice.
You would know better than me, obviously, but I didn't know there were rock sticks.
Yeah.
And then, like, lighter sticks.
Yeah.
I also didn't know how many times you could hit your own knuckles stick in your other hand.
For sure. Definitely. Or...
Did you wear gloves?
Nope.
Did you use, like, baby powder or anything? What happens when your hands get sweaty?
Well, if you're outside playing all the time in the summer, you can get blisters a lot because it's so sweaty.
Yeah.
But, you just get blisters and then... You get, hopefully, calluses. But even in the summer heat, calluses, they get soft. So, anyway, remember when we were peeing on our hands? We talked about that. But
oh, yeah.
It's you should, next time you're here, I'll give you some sticks. You don't have to buy any.
I would love
anymore.
That.
I can hook
Do
you up,
Do you use
man.
The rock sticks?
I can hook you up. No, I got little ones. I like the lighter ones. I used to use the mid-size. I never liked the big logs. Never a fan of that. I felt I couldn't control them. There was no... They're not delicate enough.
So there's a standard length, right? And the difference is in like thickness.
Yeah.
So you like light guys because they're more versatile?
Well, because you can play quieter with them, but yeah, I don't know. I like the 5A size, but I also like the little 7As, which are the really kind of old skinny jazz sticks.
Well, yeah, I saw those guys in there. I ended up getting some thick logs.
I play the Promark. That's my brand. And the Alvin Jones model is kind of what I use.
Huh.
Yeah, it's kind of a thin, it's kind of like a 7A, but it's a little longer.
Here's what I can play. I can play Eat My Brain by Odds.
The Odds, yeah.
Yeah, like with fills and everything. Cool. That's really coming together.
Nice.
And my Funky Cold Medina is coming together pretty well, too. The grung gung 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 gork 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 gork.
Hey, did you have those, the weekly paper when you were a kid with the TV guide in it always back in the day?
Yeah, of course.
Because we had, like, the Star Week with the Toronto Star back in the day or whatever weekly magazine, and then there'd always be, like, the questions. It'd always be, like, somebody, like, heard that the song on Family Ties, they're dancing. It was just a wonderful song. I wanted to know who that is. Thanks. You know, Pearl from like Nipissing.
Andover.
Yeah, whatever. Guelph.
And well, then believe it or not, Pearl, that song was written by Alan Thicke.
No, they would answer. It's like, oh no, we get that all the time. The one when they're dancing. It's Billy Vera and the Beaters. And it was like that. What would you think? Or whatever. Could I do at this moment?
Fairview Junior High, man. Slow dancing with Amber Gannon.
Well, that's Billy Vera and the Beaters. Glad I could help you out. Have a good one.
What did you gork? We should do... I think someone even suggested we could do In the Booth Gorks.
In the booth,
like people having to tangle with Gorkak in the studio because there's pumpkin pie in the catering. What did you...
Dan Hill.
Billy Vera, was that his only song?
I believe so, yeah.
Because normally you don't lead with like a ballad, right?
No.
That might have been a cover. That sounds like 50-ish.
I don't think so, man. But it was definitely a one-hit wonder. Big time. You want me to find it for you? Let me find out the origins while you talk about something fancy.
I'm going to talk about the hockey playoffs because I am not, as you know, I wouldn't say Leafs fan is in the top 100 words that folks might use to describe me.
Yeah.
But I watched the game last night. This is Tuesday after Easter Monday. I watched the game last night and... Boy, Bozy with the overtime winner at the ACC.
Yeah.
That was really exciting.
I'll tell you what. I mean, Toronto is lit up, and you can see the actuality of the fan base, how big it is. And some people hate the Leafs, and I respect that. Like, I know there are people that can't stand them, and it makes their stomach twinge when they do anything. But that being said, you know, the drought and the sadness of the community in Toronto, the bullshit we've had to deal with from Harold Ballard years to now, and actually seeing a team this exciting, and the fact that they're young, and there's a core that's there, that's fantastic, and it's lit up to the point where everybody's out, and you could tell the impact when the Raptors were playing their first game in the playoffs. And instead of Jurassic Park going crazy, there was all Leaf fans out there.
Yeah.
It was packed. So the impact is noted. And people, if they go any further, if they take it up a few more notches, get a couple more rounds, people will see how crazy it actually is.
I know, but in the words of Lenny Kravitz,
yeah,
it ain't over till it's over.
Are you talking about the Flames, are you?
No, I'm talking about Ovechkin, because that map won't go quietly.
I know, but he's been going quietly in the playoffs or his whole life. And
do you know who I really like is that TJ Oshie?
Yeah, he's quite the young talent, isn't he?
Yeah, he's great. But the Leafs, like I said, they're obviously not my team, but they are really fun to watch and really exciting to watch. And maybe the better aspect of that is they're on at a decent hour because when the Oilers were playing in Edmonton, it was already bad. Yeah, but now that they're in California, man, the game doesn't even start out here. Obviously, we're an hour later than...
What do you do? Because you're not a late-night guy.
No.
At all. Even on the road, like, you're like, if I can shut it down at midnight, I'm gonna.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I watched the first period of the first game in San Jose and then just went to bed. Can't do it, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear something incredible?
But it's exciting to watch the Oilers, too.
Yeah.
But, like, so Zach is a great story.
You're up till 3 in the morning, you do it, or you just, like...
I can't do that, bruh.
No, I know.
I would almost be better off, not even kidding, I would almost be better off setting my alarm for 2 and watching the last period and just staying up for the day.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I'm glad that I got the reference nailed. Because it's Billy Vera and the Beaters at this moment. It's a song first recorded by Billy Vera and the Beaters in 81.
Yeah.
During a string of performances at the Roxy in West Hollywood. And then I guess it just came out and didn't do anything. Then, when the song was included on several episodes of the NBC sitcom Family Ties...
Go away!
...during the 85-86 season as the love song associated with Alex P. Keaton and his girlfriend, Ellen Reed, whom Fox eventually married in real life,
Tracy Pollan, yeah.
The exposure renewed interest in the song, and Rhino, the famous reissue label, purchased the track.
Yeah, the Grease soundtrack.
From Alpha, their original label, and then it came out and blew up on the AC charts, hitting number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
In like 86, 87,
in 87, probably. January, bam.
What did you think I would do at this moment?
Yeah.
Did you like that jam?
It was one of the last gold certified singles in the 45 RPM format, the little vinyls.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I didn't like the song at the time, but I like it now.
Michael J. Fox said, Tracy and I couldn't get on a dance floor anywhere in the world for like 10 years without them playing What Did You Think?
Oh, I bet.
There you go. What did you think about that wormhole from that Star Week magazine?
That was interesting. Remember, like, did you ever buy TV Guide at the store? Like at Sobeys, the little glossy one?
But I'd see it around, yeah, at my grandma's. Grandma and Papa Doug would fire through it.
What? The only reason I like the TV Guide is because not the only reason, our bod Greg David used to work at TV Guide.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons I liked it is because the crossword was usually pretty easy to do, like the blank and the beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Bold. I know that show. You could kind of get, it wasn't exactly the New York Times crossword.
No, it was not.
And I remember it was quite a thrill in my career when I was a clue in the TV Guide crossword.
Come on.
Yeah.
You were in it?
Yeah, I was in
it. What did it say?
Like Jonathan Blank from Jonovision. Or I think there was actually like CBC teen talk show. Jonovision. I was a clue, bot.
That was the best.
I'm sure you guys were a clue too.
Do you think I used to watch Jonovision? Did you ever ask me that?
No,
when
I think
was,
you did
when
not.
When I was, what, like, basically your age?
Yeah. I think you were playing baseball and then drumming.
Yeah.
And then not home watching. It's funny, because, like, a lot of hockey guys weren't watching it, because they'd practice every day, or weights, or whatever. Most of their girlfriends, generally, were home watching Jonovision.
I to be completely honest, I was like, what's with this kid know-it-all that knows everything? And why does he act like... Or not act. Why is he like seem like he's 38 anyway?
Because I was.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, I was 38.
I was like, what the heck's with this know-it-all kid?
Well, he's a grown-up.
Yeah, he's a legit grown-up. Are we calling somebody, bud?
I don't know. I don't think I did that.
That was awesome. Nobody could tell They don't know that we're on the phone, all of them, but...
And there was a boop boop bop.
There was a beep boop 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 boop, like your... The aunt would throw out. But I used to... Yeah. I used to remember the show being on all the time, and it wasn't until I saw J-Rock where I was like, okay, this guy is legit funny.
Full on. Hey, don't even go there, Angela.
Don't even go there.
Let's take a break, and we're going to play Please Welcome. It's a new game about cumbersome presenter pairings on award show as TNT 106 rolls on.
Let me ask you this right quick, you know what I mean?
You're back.
Here's how Please Welcome works.
Please Welcome.
We give each other award shows and years, and you have the swelling orchestral music.
Yeah.
And we have to please welcome, be the voiceover person introducing the presenter pairing to present the award.
We're both working together for whatever thing. Okay.
Yeah, we'll take turns.
Okay. Well, no, should we throw back and forth, basically? Or are we going to do one, like, you'll do it, and then I'll only do it? Or are we doing it as a team?
I think that way.
Okay, so just singles?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, no problem. So, you have...
Who's going first?
You go first. And it's the 1989 American Music Awards. Okay?
1989 AMAs?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? 3, 2, here we go.
To present the award for Best Album, please welcome Pauly Shore and Brendan Fraser. Can't you see those two idiots walking out on stage together?
With the look, the Encino Man look?
Okay, yeah, because he just came from set. Dude. He's in the middle of shooting Encino Man 2.
You're going to do a couple more?
Yeah, with the track going?
Yeah.
You do one.
Oh, I'll do
keep
one.
The track going.
Okay. The same, the AMAs?
Yeah, same okay. One.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Milli Vanilli. And Charlie Sheen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tiffany Amber Thiessen and Dustin Diamond. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Connie Chung and Archbishop Desmond Tutu.
Oh, I'm trying to remember this. Damn. You want me to keep
it's going? Always best when they're like jammed together. Please welcome Lonnie Anderson, Donny Osmond, and the Rockettes.
Natasha Henstridge, Nev Campbell, and Barry Pepper.
What show is that? Okay, let's change up the award show. It's the 1997 People's Choice Awards. But keep the same track, I think.
Okay, what is it this time?
1997 People's Choice Awards. And then for the last one, we'll go hyper-Canadian.
Okay. All right.
1997 People's Choice Awards.
Okay, you go first.
Ladies and gentlemen, to present the award for Best TV Show, please welcome David Alan Greer, Pam Greer, and Richard Gere.
Okay. To the front of the stage, Stephen Yan, Bruno Gerussi, and David Caruso.
Oh my god.
Stephen Yan from Walk With
That's
Yan.
That's terrible. Ladies and gentlemen, please turn your attention to the balcony and welcome Nell Carter, Nick Carter, and President Jimmy Carter.
Please stand up and welcome your presenter for Best Actor in a Comedy Series, Richard Mall and Richard Klein.
Just a couple of dicks. Ladies and gentlemen, to present the final award of the evening, please welcome Jonathan Taylor Thomas, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Neil Patrick Harris. Like, they've been put together just because they each have three names.
Oh, are we going to keep going with this? Maybe we should go to the next one?
Sure, the next one. Let's go full Canadian styles.
Full on Henry
Canadian. Henry, pipe down, bud.
Oh, man.
Okay. The music is perfect. Although, maybe for the Canadian styles, we should get a Canadian jam going. How fast can you tee up Ooh, It's Kinda Crazy?
Who's that? Ooh, It's Kinda Crazy?
By Soul Decision.
Is that the name of the jam?
That's the name of the band. They were
no,
Indecision.
No, I'm saying the song. Ooh, It's Kinda Crazy. That's it. Here we go. Oh, yeah, we got this.
Yeah. So what if it's like the 2004 Much Music Awards?
It's the what? Okay, Much Music. Okay, perfect.
Like 2004.
2004? Should it maybe be earlier?
Sure. 2000?
Yeah, or yeah. Or no, like 95?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, 95 is great.
Okay, I'm just going through, and we got the jam almost right here. Perfect, Bods. Soul Decision. Your favorites.
I don't know if that jam was out in 95, but we'll just say it was for the sake of argument.
Whatever, 98, 97.
Sure, cares? 98.
Something like that. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
To present the award for Album of the Year, please welcome Norm Perry and Erica M.
Kim Coates, Paul Gross, and Sean Cullen.
To present the award for Urban Single of the Year, please welcome Stu Jeffries, Monica Schneer, and Steve Podborski.
Please welcome Ann Romer, Brian Stemmel, and Ed the Sock.
That's an actual one, I bet. Please welcome Jackson Davies and Louis Del Grande.
The two together?
Because they look the same.
And the guy from the Canadian Tire commercials, the bald guy as well.
Aww. Please welcome Joe Canada.
Presenting the award for Best New Artist, Fergie Oliver and Buck Martinez and Ernie Witt.
To present the award for Best Rap Album, please welcome Sandy Rinaldo and the Edison Twins.
Please welcome to the stage Edwin, Jeff Martin, and Mitsu.
Oh, that's another actual one, I bet.
For sure.
And then they always fly in some internationals to give it credibility. Like, please welcome Vern Troyer and Naomi Campbell. Yeah. Yeah.
Please welcome Jason Priestley and David Schwimmer.
From Catwalk, that guy with the curling rock haircut, and Nev Campbell. Please
Alanis
welcome Gaetan Boucher and Alanis.
Alanis. The cast of You Can't Do That on Television. All right. You know what? That song just kind of flips right out of the old Rolodex.
It kind of meanders and doesn't really happen. I guess I imagined the boom, ooh, it's kind of crazy portion, but I don't know if it ever got there.
I don't think they look... They don't really look like a boy band. That's kind of interesting. They look more like
Oh, but they were Jeremy Taggart.
90s
Make grunge, no mistake, they were.
90s grunge act. Not unlike OLP in the day.
They were not a grunge act. Did you ever present on the Much Music Awards?
Sure. Many times.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like, please welcome Jeremy Taggart.
Yeah.
What did you present? Do you remember?
I don't know. Awards to bands.
Yeah.
Young kids, old kids.
That must have been quite a hootenanny.
Actually, was always more of a bummer because it's just so packed in there. When they have an award show, it's just so busy that you can't
it's
really
too
move
packed.
Around. Too packed.
So you don't get to see anybody and
No, you
hang
see
out?
Everybody, you see, but it's just so jammed in there that it's like, and it used to be really bad where people were all over the whole building, like every floor was just packed with people.
Did dirty stuff happen in breakout rooms?
I don't know about that. I never saw anything, but I'm sure there was in Much Music Building good times back in the day.
Timbo just played Coachella.
Yeah, how about that?
And
at the Easter weekend,
it.
Crushing Coachella, and again this weekend.
What do you mean?
Yeah, he's playing both weekends.
I didn't know there were two weekends.
Oh yeah, they just rip it up down there.
So are they staying? Do they stay for the whole weekend?
No,
between?
they go away for the week and then come back again on the weekend.
Like, do they bang out 4 or 5 more gigs and then come back?
Yeah, yeah. They're like, I think they went to, they're playing San Diego tonight. I think L.A. last night. So, yeah, just a couple shows in Southern Cal.
I know that you said festivals are sometimes not awesome because you just kind of drop in and do your set and leave and you don't really get to catch the vibe. But was there one, like, gig that you always looked forward to? Was there one festival or one award show or one something that was always a good time?
Well, yeah, it depends. Like, when you're on tour and you're busy and touring all the time, you look for anytime you're home is great. Like, Toronto shows at the ACC or, Maple Leaf Gardens or even the amphitheater, the Budweiser stage now. Those places with a day off around them were always the best because you're hanging out and it's a home crowd and you enjoy it. I'm sure it's the same for Tim. He's got that big show coming up with July Talk in June at the, and that's been sold out since February.
Yeah, but in a way, do you find that hard to manage because suddenly there's like,
Oh, yeah.
I have to put my cousins on the list and I have to stay afterwards because I have to meet the people and my Aunt Judy can't find parking, like that stuff?
There's never tickets. Because it's, instantly. Yeah, ever since.
How does it work with bands and comps? Do you get a certain number?
Yeah, you get a certain number. And sometimes when you're playing a big venue, you can have 100 people on there, plus contest winners and all the stuff that you're giving away for radio and all that. So it can be a lot of tickets. So at the end of the day, you're just eating into your own guarantee if you make a massive list, that's all. So usually you have a select amount and you're just fighting and feathering to try and get tickets for your bods because there's never enough.
So when they release like a block of tickets at the last minute, is that because the band didn't use all the comps or something? Where do those tickets come from?
No, that could be they found some areas in the place like hard to view or there's a post in front of you, those kind of places, like the absolute ends of the corners of the venue.
Right.
So yeah, usually that. Sometimes I can't imagine all of a sudden a big guest list dump, you know. Usually if it's a big show, the guest list is usually massive anyway. That was a fun game, the welcome.
Please welcome. Are you going to try to go to a Leafs game, or it's just so astronomical, like unless you're the president of TD Bank, you can't?
Yeah, it's insane. It's actually more fun to watch it on TV or out somewhere, I guess, you know, with friends. That would be the move, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
You'd be out with bods in the whatever drinking place of choice where everybody's getting banged up watching the game, right?
I feel like it would be remiss of us to not talk about Dart Guy.
Dart Guy, yes. Becoming famous. And I think The whole point of it's like you can have any costume you want, but just that photo of him, like the desperation of like, man, I got to get this dart into me. But
I know
the Leafs aren't winning right now because at that point it was tied, right?
Yeah.
So he had the dart in there in desperation, and that just like it rang the bell of Canadianity, and people went ape shit. Now the guy's a legend.
But I honestly think had the Leafs lost last night, there'd the honeymoon would have been over.
Yeah, now it's all about it. He's the mascot of the whole series. It's almost like that dude in St. Louis last year, the African-American dude that like never knew about hockey, and then all of a sudden he started tweeting the game, and he's like, man, this shit's lit. And then all of a sudden he blew up, and they invited him to every game, and...
That was great.
Yeah, that's fantastic. But this is kind of like that, where it's just a guy kind of out of nowhere, and there's no real reason that he's become this thing. But when you attach that to a good luck charm, people will... That's everything.
Well, it's nice that there's a positive sports fan story. Remember the beer chucka?
Yeah, yeah.
From the Jays
game? Yeah, that was awful.
I wonder what happened to him. Like, his life was ruined.
He lost his job. Bad move. Not smart.
Super bad move. Yeah. But it is an exciting time for Dart Guy and an exciting time for us because how great is it that the word dart was chosen?
He
could have just as easily been Smoke Man.
No, for sure. I don't think it would have picked up.
Dart Guy.
It shows you the, the overwhelming population of people that talk like that and use those phrases.
Here's the other thing that I noticed, and I'd like for us to be able to take credit for it. I'm going to try to find it. Bo Levi Mitchell, you with me?
Yeah.
Quarterback of the Stamps.
Yep.
Fired out a tweet with the word bud in it, BAHD.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. Yeah.
I like that.
Just trying to find it. It was like, hey, good to see you, bods, or something like that. But it was spelled BAHD, which is a very deliberate...
Yeah.
Spelling of it.
It really is, for sure. And you and I have kind of even fought with friends, not in a wonderful, nice way, because you still see not as much now, but you did see the BAWDs and the BAUDs.
Yeah, bought.
But it seems like everybody's kind of like, oh, okay, fuck, we'll go with the H.
I know. We just have to get on the same page.
Yeah.
And now we've been
pushing it so hard.
There it is. That's right. You knows it, buds.
Yeah, there you
go.
I love it.
I feel bad for what's happening with the Flames.
Yeah, I know. It's a bummer.
Because it's not happening for them.
I know.
And 3-0 is a hard deficit to come back from.
It really is. And especially the fact that had that whole high-sticking BS and the didn't call it, and the fact that people are saying the game was lost because of that, and that doesn't help things at all. But to blame it on bad luck and bad officiating isn't really enough, because there is 4 games. And
I also think that the Preds are up 3-0 on the Blackhawks, right?
Yeah.
And someone was asking, I think it was Crawford, the Blackhawks goalie, like, do you blame that bad call on the goal? And was that the turning point? He's like, well, the game's over. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And for a team like the Blackhawks to say the reason they're down 3-0 is because of one bad call on one bad goal, that's just a cop-out.
No, for sure.
You got to step up and own it, bud.
I'm looking at other classic Canadianity celebrities. You know, there's an actual list of... most popular to nobodies.
Uh-oh. Who's on
and
it?
And it gets to the point now where I'm at like 250, and you probably know these people. Like Kavan Smith, or Kavan with a K-A-V-A Smith, Mission to Mars.
He's don't know.
In that. Or Aaron Abrams.
Yeah, I know that name.
Leslie Hope. She's from Halifax.
These are the criteria I would, or this is the criteria I would suggest You had to stay here to make it. Rick Mercer is a Canadian star. Yeah. There aren't many of them.
No.
But I think you shouldn't include Martin Short and people that had to go away, you know, Michael J. Fox, Jim Carrey, all those folks that made it big in the States, not to take away from that accomplishment. That's incredible. Yeah. But to make it here,
it's tough.
Is a really big deal.
It really is.
And you know what? Paul Gross is probably another one.
Paul Gross, definitely.
Like, outside of the world of music, who has made it here? Don Cherry? Gordon Pinsent?
Yeah, definitely not Alex Trebek.
No, Trebsy had to go away.
Trebsy had to roll out.
Let's take a break on 106. We'll be right back. Don't go away, bots.
Cork.
Fucking right, eh? Well, we played top five Quit the Darts jam, Quittin' Darts. This is the top five On the Darts jams.
Oh, good.
Right?
Ew.
Is that you, Bonnie?
Ew. It's great to be here at Jay's home opener, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice that they're playing this tribute here to Ernie Witt.
Roof is open. It's like being outdoors, yeah.
Yeah, roof's open. I got you some pretzels. I got you a shandy.
Well, that's why I like sitting in the upper decks, because you're near the sky, so you can just fire up a dart.
Enjoy the evening sky. No, you can't, Bonnie. You can't smoke up here.
Bonnie. Do you have a lighter on you?
No, so you can't smoke up here.
Only thing about the roof being open is there's a bit of a breeze, it's hard to get your lighter going, yeah. Can you make a cove with your hands? Like the dolphin movie?
Yeah, no, don't worry about that. You're not allowed to smoke up here. This isn't,
Don't even worry about it.
When was the last time you went to a ball game, Bonnie?
I'll never forget it, 1975.
Was that the Expos, or was that in the States?
Well, yeah, I was feeling a little exposed, because it was a Sunday afternoon, and the sun was shining, and I got a burn. Yeah,
that's right.
Couldn't walk for 2 days. Had to go to the hospital and smoke cigarettes and wait till it passed.
Yeah, I'm sure you could in Montreal, for sure, and inside even in the Big O back in the day, but you're not allowed to smoke in the stadium, even if the roof's open and windy as it is.
We used to call it the Big O. Forgot my smokes in the car.
Yeah. Don't light, Bonnie. Stop trying to light that.
The way I see it is, they're gonna have to drag me out of here with a dart in my mouth.
You can't. Excuse me, miss.
No, with an attitude like that, you can't.
Excuse me, miss. You can't smoke in here. We're gonna have to ask you to leave.
My name is Bonnie. You can call me by my name.
See, you've done it, Bonnie. Listen, ma'am. Come on out.
Hey, read my lips.
We're done. See, now we gotta go. You blew up the whole game. They didn't even give Ernie Witt his number yet here. They haven't hung it up yet. We gotta go.
You know what? I've seen a lot of change in my life. HST checks for the better. You can't smoke anywhere. That's for the worse. When I was growing up, you could smoke in the womb. You know,
it's kind of like a Hunter S. Thompson kind of character.
Ew. The truth is, Bonnie is based on one of Carol's aunts, she's one of my favorite people in the world. She's tough as nails, 90 years old, lives alone. On the darts.
Oh, you're
going to the States to bring her back some darts. Oh, yeah.
And the voice is product of the darts, kind of?
Yeah, Marlboro Reds, yeah. Home of the Toronto Marlies, yeah.
As soon as you bring up, like, smoking and cancer, she's like, I don't come to you with any problems. Like, one of those.
Yeah. Well, she's one of those people that is 90. She's been on the darts her whole life, and she is evidence that, like, maybe they're okay. Because I don't know if I've ever met anyone who smoked more, and like I said, she lives alone. She's out shoveling her driveway. Like, she's fine.
Ew.
Maybe they're okay. Okay.
And if I'm being completely honest, maybe she has a tiny bit of a hearing issue.
Yeah.
So if you say nice day, she's like, yeah, we are on the way here. Let's move.
Or like, ma'am, you can't smoke in here.
Yeah.
She thinks it's like, is that one of those Catelli bats you're going to give me? Like it's some fan gift moment.
Well, a bobblehead. I don't want a bobblehead. I need a lighter. Yeah. But she also uses expressions like, well, the big boys and the glass towers, you know. Sound touch, you know. She's a character, man. And she's an original.
She can't have a shandy without a dart. There's no point.
Yeah.
There's
no, she calls it a small one. You want a small one? Like, no, it's 1 p.m. I'm good. Yeah, don't mind if I do, you know. Just a small one. Just take the edge off before dinner, you know.
Oh my god.
I love the Ulsters, man.
She's the best, Bonnie.
Okay. Ew.
Let's move on to the next situation.
This is on the darts jam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to be on
the I want to be on the darts again.
Huh?
I'll be on the darts again. Okay. And then we'll change it up.
And you can't smoke in here.
Yeah.
Okay, we're at a Menchie's, you know, the frozen yogurt place for kids, Menchie's.
What is Menchie's?
It's like, you know, like Pinkberry, you know, those places.
It's like, like $14 frozen
yes,
yogurt?
Yeah.
But you get to put your own gummy worms on it?
Yeah, you get, and you can only get, like, small undertow and large undertow size.
Yeah.
And you get the small one, and you fill it up.
And you pay by the weight, and you turn the bowl over and see if there's a little concrete pad at the bottom of your bowl.
Two gummy bears and a couple of peanut sprinkles.
$37. And this is the genius thing about Menchie's or whatever it's called. You pay someone to stand there and ring people through. You even do the labor.
Yeah, but
you even do all the labor.
They can't not let you do free samples. I've seen them like at the place hold off on like, you know, there's no little cups on the silver plate.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no cup. They have to, they can't say, sorry, no free sample. They got to just go back in there and refresh those things. And you do like four or five of those things and you almost don't need one.
You're good to go.
And when the kids are getting their one, right? You just like dip away at like six or seven of those little clippers.
I love that move.
Right?
The free stuff move.
Yeah. Okay. So this is playing at Menchie's.
Okay.
And you're actually bold enough to start ripping. Okay.
Okay. Calvin, are we going to have your kids every second weekend? Is this what my life looks like now?
If any of the kids want... these coloring pictures, well, I'll put them up on the wall, as you can see here. You have Menchie's. Just fill these out, kids. Here's some crayons.
Calvin, I have been not smoking all day, every day, since your kids have been with us, 2 days now. And I have to wait till they go to bed so I can sneak out on the back patio and have a smoke. They don't even like me. We've been dating 6 weeks now, and they don't even call me mom or anything.
That'll be $37. Hi, ma'am. Would you like a liter or a 6 liter?
No, you know what I'd like is an ashtray, please.
I'm sorry. You know what?
Do you see that? That cup there with just a little bit of blueberry in the bottom?
Like
just
most,
hand me that.
Most places, pretty much 100% of all work facilities, you cannot. You cannot smoke, ma'am.
Oh, really? Because I read the fine print, and it says if you've been stuck with your new boyfriend's kids for 48 hours now, you actually can. You have a patio.
No.
Hand me the blueberry. I'm firing up a smoke, okay?
No, 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 you're not, ma'am. It's actually a up to $500 fine.
Oh, my God. It's menthol. Don't you even have menthol-flavored frozen yogurt?
We do, actually. We also have mint.
Yeah, so what's the diff? What's the Joe Diffie?
Peppermint chips and peppermint gummies, too.
Do you know what kind of frozen yogurt you should try? Is the new Shut Ups. Have you tried that? You should try it right now.
I'm going to have to call...
Perfect. If that means you'll stop talking to me, let's do that.
Biff! Biff! Biff, can you come out here, Biff?
Who's Biff? Well, Biff! Oh, you think your growl is going to stop me from smoking?
That's the first time we brought out a monster in a top five.
I like that, this was the scenario. She has a new boyfriend that she met on the Tinder or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you swipe right on the Tinder if you like someone, or you swipe left? I think you swipe right.
I don't Tinder, but I think I'm assuming right. Because if you swipe, like, does that mean like away from the right or like towards the right?
Yeah, I think you swipe your thumb right to left. I think that's how you
right to left is like I'm down. Left to right is whatever salad.
No, left to right, it must be the opposite. Left to right must be. Give me some of that fried chicken. Left to right is like.
Are you like pull, you're like you see donkey. A picture, and then you like pull to the right of it if you're down.
Yeah.
And if you're not,
yeah, you thumb left to right. So she met this guy on the Tinder, and he didn't mention that he had kids. And then suddenly, a couple weeks in, he's like, "By the way, I'm having a couple of house guests this weekend." And then they show up, and it's his ex with the kids. And suddenly he's working on the weekend and she's stuck with the kids and she takes the kids to Munchies or whatever and they don't even like her. So she's like, I don't even care.
Munchies, yeah. I love it.
I'm going to smoke.
Okay. Let's move on to the next place.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
What's going on?
Hospital waiting room.
Oh, my God. And I'm lighting one?
My name's Alec.
Alec?
Yeah.
My name is, my name is Gerald.
Oh, nice. And I don't think you can, we're in North Bay.
We're in North Bay?
Yeah.
Okay.
You hurt yourself on the job site.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Who am I again?
You hurt your wrist, Gerald.
I'm Gerald?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were Gerald.
I was on the Joe Schmo Show.
You were?
Yeah, my character was Geralt.
No way, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's actually a great story.
Oh, the name, coming up with the name?
No, the creators of the show came up with the name, but just how, anyway, it's derailing the top five, yeah. But our real person figured us out.
And it was we've talked about this on the pod,
I think.
Yes.
Where the live show
that you found out someone was talking about the producer to the other person and they got blown up.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So you're Gerald.
I'm Gerald.
And I'm Alec.
Yeah. You're Alec, okay. Oh, Alec, my goddamn right arm is just fucking burning, man.
Well, that's why I thought we should come to Emerge, because we're still on the clock, first of all.
Ugh.
And that's why when they said we need a volunteer to take him, I was like, I'll freaking take him on the clock. Trip in town, trip through Horton's drive-thru, sit at Emerge where it's warm.
Fucking hurts, man. Fucking hurts. Here. Hold this. Give me the lighter, eh?
You can't smoke in a hospital.
Fuck off. Give me the fucking lighter.
Even in North Bay, you can't smoke right in the hospital.
Fuck off. You can smoke
just outside the door where every time someone comes in, the smoke wafts in anyways. You can't smoke inside of her.
You have no idea, you bastard. Give me that fucking lighter, eh?
Why don't you wait outside, have your smoke out there, and I'll give you the high sign if the doctor comes looking for you.
I got fucking matches anyway.
There's your lighter. You're a grown man. Go ahead and smoke. See if I care. Well, I'm going to be telling you something.
What are they going to do, drag me out of here? They can't fucking see me yet.
Well, they're not going to see it till after that guy who got sucked into the turbine engine gets looked at, and that kid with his head dangling's probably had EA too.
He would... He was fucking dead before he got here. You know it.
DOA, bud. You know what they'll probably do is just staple a pansy right to your wrist, and if you don't suck it up...
Big tumultuous situation in the emerge.
That guy was just there for the meds anyway. Did I tell you I got some morphine pills at the hospital?
Yeah, but you peed out the stones before you could try them out.
Well, I was surfing half one.
Oh, half one, okay.
Yeah, came aboard me like a pirate in the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful on that if you're not. Imagine you're just like, hey, I'm gonna watch Sing with the kids and have a morphine pill.
Man. Well, I remember when I got a whole bunch of Vicodin, I had to throw them out.
During your accident?
Oh, maybe I'll watch Wheel of Fortune and have half of Vicodin.
When you were injured?
Sort of where your mind goes.
When you had a broken leg and all that stuff?
No, I was in the States and I had a tooth pulled and he asked if I wanted 50 or 200 Vicodin.
Yeah, there you go. Jeez.
Couple Vikies. Go on a Vike ride, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Go to the AMC and watch 6 or 10 movies on the on the Vikings.
Well, it's my 7th episode of Rockford Files. I haven't moved in days. Mom, I'm going on a Vike ride.
Hey, I could actually go out and maybe go for an audition, or I could rock 7 or 8 Vikes and watch Columbo all day.
What's wrong with that?
A&E's having a marathon.
Yeah. Okay, we have 2 more jams left, don't we?
Yeah, we do, actually.
Oh. Good news, Connie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I turned the boat over and it started right up after that winter and everything.
Yeah?
Aw, come on, there's no smoking in the cottage. You know that. We've been over this and over this.
I can't live without a smoke. You know how it is. Shut up.
Go on the deck and look at the bay and have a look at the bay. I'm on the deck. You don't need a smoke in here, for God's sake.
Come on, let it be, eh? Just like Paul McCartney.
Take the smell of must and mold over the smell of that Benson and Hedges ultralight.
I like that Paul McCartney. Not all of them liked him. I liked him.
Ever since I quit the darts, I find it hard to be around you, and I'm certainly not going to kiss your mouth. I'm like an ashtray.
You know, I didn't even mind that wing shit.
Why do you keep changing the subject and talking about Paul McCartney? You're like Paula McDartney. Smoking that cigarette in her cottage.
You know, I'd go as far as Mullet Kintyre, even.
Why don't you go so far as the deck and smoke out there, like I said?
I feel that, Paul didn't do enough acting.
Connie, give us a blow to your dart for a second.
Go ahead.
Here, I'm gonna go outside and I'm gonna chuck it over the deck like you're supposed to here.
I'd mount Chevy Chase too. Remember this video? Look at him dancing around.
I can't remember if I had anything better to do than sit around watching you blow a dart and talking about the other men that you'd like to get stuff going with.
So watching this on video hits and actually kind of got me a little worked up there.
Why don't you go in the lake and cool off and have a dart in the lake?
I did already. I'm going again for sure. Hold on a second. Check this out. Look at this.
Oh, don't strip down in the living room.
Look at this. Look at it. I shaved it. Check it out.
Oh,
just like the girls on the TV.
Lamb of God. It's like a Werther's that someone found under the mat in the backseat of the station wagon.
I guarantee this is probably exactly like the 20-minute workout girls, you know?
That's like the 25-year worked out.
Just like when they're bending on their knees and going back and forth and saying that's working out.
It's like wrinkly like the skin on a piece of KFC. Put it away.
No, Paul Simon. Remember Paul Simon was like going bald in the 60s and Simon and Garfunkel, and then all of a sudden he had hair?
Yeah.
Classic.
I read a Paul Simon quote today that said, when you're 22, you're supposed to be pretentious,
But at 42, that's when it's a problem.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney. What does Paul McCartney have to do with You Can Call Me Al?
Nothing. She just fancied him.
Oh, but Chevy Chase was in the video, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Man, that was a good album.
Damn right it was.
How we have Graceland.
Here's the last quick jam.
To take us home.
Yeah, and why don't you do Donovan?
Oh, good, okay.
And it's Donovan and Justin Bieber.
Okay. You'll sit, Justin.
Just want to play this song first. Put it on. Remember this Canadian band? April Wine?
Vaguely.
It's a good song. I was thinking of maybe doing my own version of it. Be sick.
Justin.
I think it'd be sick. Like, totally sick.
You're not feeling well.
Kind of car do you got? Kind of car do you got?
It's a Peugeot.
Can I try it out? Can I take it for a spin?
Yeah, but just so you know, the
sunroof, you know what I have?
Works with a crank. It's a hand crank.
You know what I have?
What?
It's more like halves. Because it's just so many cars. Like, whatever you can think of that's amazing or sick. I got it. I even have, pastel color Ferraris just for kicks.
Can you do me a favor?
Donovan?
Can you not smoke in my car?
Like, I'll pay for the fresh leather or whatever. Like, just get over it.
I don't want fresh leather.
Get over it, man.
I want you to listen to me. You're not listening to me.
Oh, man, I'm going to cover this jam. Let me hold on. I got to go back a bit here.
Justin. You're not listening to me, love. Can you please take your cigarette and get out of the car, please?
It's cold, man. Close your window, man. Put your window up. It's like totally... This song's so sick, Donovan.
Can you let me out of the corner?
So sick.
Can you let me out by Max Milk? Justin, consider the car yours, yeah? Thanks for nothing. I think my Donovan drifted into Mel B from the Spice Girls. My kids are into watching the Voice Kids clips on the internet.
Mel B.
And Mel B is one of the judges of the Voice Kids Australia. And the Voice Kids prepared a... Best Friends For, like one of those Spice Girls songs to perform, and everyone thought it'd be a great joke. And Mel B was like, couldn't even
not so good
feign interest.
That's it.
Backfired.
106 in the books.
Gork.
Gawk. Boom,